great to see all of you. Had a great time last night getting to know a lot of you that I haven't met before, and look forward to continuing that this evening and throughout the day. So with that, I'm going to go over a few housekeeping things and get the stage set for the day. This is kind of busy. The information is also in your folder that's on the table in front of you. So just the biggest thing that I want to point out here is the four breaks. We've got two breaks in the morning and two breaks in the afternoon. We're going to be raffling off four Samsung Galaxy Tabs, Tab 4s, I think, right? So we'll be drawing for those after the breaks. So encourage everybody to shift from social mode back into conference mode by raffling off a few devices today. So I'll get a little bit more into the specifics of the agenda here as I roll forward. The next thing that is really important to me, and for those of you that have been to the conference before, you've heard me talk a lot about this, and that's the employees. AgWorks has grown a lot over the last 2.5 years, and we've added a lot of wonderful people. And none of what we do would be at all possible without all of the black shirts in the room, in the back. I encourage you guys throughout the day to get to know our technical team. Many of you had an opportunity to meet our customer-facing folks, but our technical team is just top-notch, and they're all here with us for the duration of the day and on through the evening. And I just want to give thank you to my team for making AgWorks such a great place. So thank you, guys. So, excuse me. What I'm going to do for the first about 30 minutes here is kind of give you a little bit of a snapshot, an AgWorks update, if you will, on how things are going. We'll revisit a few topics that we've talked about in the past. I'm going to start out with talking about a few subtle changes that have happened at AgWorks over the last year. Talk a little bit about growth. Talk a little bit about larger changes that have happened. We're going to go back and revisit the vision because a lot of you have not heard that. We've talked a lot about some of our initiatives to not only grow the company but be more responsive to your needs and bring technology into your businesses in a way that help you grow your businesses. So we'll revisit that a little bit. Then we'll shift into departmental updates. I want you guys to get to know my management team, who is just top-notch, and I want those guys and gals to introduce themselves and their teams and the amazing work that they've been doing. So we'll do that, and then we're going to do something a little bit different this year. As many of you know, we're going to focus on our new product line, AgOS, that's coming out and really ready to go. Toby will talk a little bit about the Thursday morning sessions, where if you're not set up in a beta environment, you can take a test environment home with you on your PC, and we can help you get that set up on Thursday morning. So those are the things I'm going to talk about. I'm going to start off with some subtle changes at AgWorks here over the last year. last year I introduced Don Hilligoss. He'll be talking about some of his initiatives, but we formed a new marketing division to our company late last year. Don was about 2 days into it when we had the conference last year, but really focused on strategically placing our product in the industry through different marketing initiatives and reaching people that we hadn't been able to meet before. so that's kind of a subtle change. One of the other things that we did, you'll notice in a lot of our marketing information, there's a new tagline. AgWorks, by ag retail, for ag retail, and we've really focused on that. We just came from the Info Ag Conference down in St. Louis 2 weeks ago, where I put on a presentation for that audience, and we really tried to draw that out. And if you haven't seen it, if you weren't there, many of you I know were not, that video in its entirety is on our website, so I'd encourage you to sneak out there, not right now. Really want you to pay attention, but sometime later at home, check that out, because I think it's important for you guys to also know what we're saying to people that we haven't met, that aren't our customers, and we'll give you a little bit of a sense for what we're trying to say. And the buy ag retail for ag retail is a real, we feel like a real differentiator for us. And what we mean by that is we're ag people. We've all done, a lot of us have done what you guys are doing for a living. And at Info Ag, that really stood out. There's a tremendous amount of, I don't know what to call it, activity coming into technology and ag. That conference 5 years ago maybe had 30, 40 presenters, and now it's up to over 100. There were over 1,500 people there, probably half of which were investment capital people. So ag technology has got a focus. People are coming, and we were looking for a message that differentiated us in that crowd, and I feel pretty good about that. Not too many people in the space can talk about that heritage from ag and building technology solutions with ag retail in mind. So that's a little bit on that. I'm going to shift gears into growth. Right now, and some of you, I'll get to the diversification angle to this. We're focused on ag retail. We've had continued success this past period. Particularly over the last 2 years, we've enjoyed our best 24-month period in the 23-year history of our company in terms of accounts and locations that we've added. Toby will expand on that in a little bit. And we've also gone international. We didn't jump any water to get there, but we're up in Canada now, which is an exciting move for AgWorks. It's hats off to the sales team and the technical team for making that transition possible. And so anyway, just a little bit on growth. And then to circle back to something I started stumbling into was we have committed to bridging the gap between the retailer and the grower. And we feel like it's for those of you that have sat through these conferences in the past, that's something that we've talked a lot about. And there's a reason for us why that gap needs to be bridged, and it has to do with the information. And you'll hear me talk about in a little bit what we're doing about all of this data that's out there. And this particular bullet point is about the grower owning some of that information and you owning some of that information, but you as trusted advisors needing that information to help the grower make the most informed decision. So we're continuing to push into that area with our tool set, and our grower access piece will be coming out in the coming months. So still committed to that vision and moving that forward. So I'm going to shift gears just a little bit on this topic. This one is I struggled with the delivery on this a little bit, and it's because let me say this. So I've got a quote for you from Peter Senge, from the MIT grad. I don't know if any of you have read any of his work, the Fifth Discipline, talking about the agile company, an organization that learns all the time, that's committed to looking at themselves, evaluating their performance and making adjustments on the fly. And this particular topic goes back to a commitment that I made to you in the type of company that we are. And we've talked a lot about that word agile in the past. It means two things to us. It's actually a operating principle that we do that has a series of meetings to organize the way we approach development projects. But it also has a different meaning, which is the learning organization. And this past year, I made a choice to make some changes in the management team. And I just want you guys to know that it's the reason for that is my commitment to being that company, that recognizes when change needs to happen and making those changes. And so with that, I'm going to introduce a couple of new people here. Matt Gropel, he'll be coming up in a little bit, so I'll introduce him. You'll get to hear him talk a little bit. But Matt brings an agile philosophy that's rooted in a couple decades of large software company management and ownership, and just could not be more excited to have him on the team guiding our projects and guiding our technical team in moving these projects forward. In addition to that, Chris Sint is our new director of technology. Our number one mission is to make you guys happy. And that starts with client services and working with you guys. And I think a lot of you, at least from what I hear, speak very highly of our client services department. But Chris Sint brings a tremendous background in client services to the table, both in military experience and private sector work. And just really happy at this stage to be able to deliver on that commitment to you guys, to be that organization that learns, that changes, that grows, and these two individuals, along with the rest of our staff. I'm only talking about these guys because they're part of the management team and they're brand new here in the last 60 days. Chris actually started just about 7 days ago, so he's got a lot coming at him, a lot of work to do, but just wanted to touch on that. I want you guys to understand that I don't take that responsibility lightly of serving you guys and making sure that we're being the company that we promised to be. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the vision. A lot of you haven't probably heard this. I'm going to be succinct in this. We have spent previous conferences talking at length about our vision and the different components of it. Excuse me. But I'm going to break it down into three categories. The first one is simplifying and unifying the software. The second one is leveraging the power of the cloud to make updating and supporting our customers something that is simple and easy, and it doesn't put us in a mode where that's all we do. And then the third one is something I alluded to just a few minutes ago, and doing something with all of this data that's in your guys' world, and these things intertwine, and I'll explain that here in a minute. So the first one is something that the simplifying and unifying piece, probably the number one hurdle that we cross when we talk to clients, not really a hurdle, complaint, if you will, is, hey, I've got four or five pieces of software running my agronomy division, and I'm kind of tired of that because I've got data all over the place, I've got double entry all over the place. What can you guys do to help us with that? Well, we're not all the way through that, but that's the vision. And we're starting to chip away at bringing all of that functionality of what I'm going to call point solutions, whether that's precision or scouting, things that are separate. We're bringing that all into one unified piece of software. So you've got one place to go to run your agronomy division. And I'll expand on why that is important beyond just the fact that you've got one company to deal with here in a minute. So I want to talk about the cloud a little bit. 2 years ago, this was something that got the audience pretty worked up. We had open dialogue about, oh gosh, what are you doing with the cloud? You know, somebody's going to steal, Snowden's going to take my data, and we're going to, you know, this is going to be a mess. And really, that's not the intent of our usage of the cloud, if you will. The problem with single deployment for 100, 200 unique customers is every time there's something that changes, we as an organization have to reach out to you and touch each one of you and work through local infrastructure issues, whether that's VPNs or internet providers or whatever it is. And that's challenging for an organization to be responsive to you when there's layers of complication to get our software working in the way we intend it in your hands. So what we came up with is, and Matt will explain this in a little bit, is a hybrid approach. The deployment of the software for updates and information that you need to share is centralized. However, that's replicated down to a client installer, which many of you will, if you so choose, will have the opportunity to take home with you. And really, it's a win-win for you guys because you have a fully replicated data set in your local, on your local client machines. If you've got a reporting server, you can replicate it over there. But it allows us to push out an update and disseminate it to all of you in seconds. And some of you that have been in on some early beta stuff have seen that. It just literally happens the second you launch the app. If you want the update, it's there. And so for us, that's a big deal because going back to that commitment of being responsive, being quick to serve our customers, we had to cross that bridge. We were spending 70% of our time doing updates and one-off, you know, technical troubleshooting and things like that. So that was another part of the vision. And then the third part was this data piece. And circling back to unifying the software, it's a real challenge for separate pieces of software to cohesively put data together in a way that someone can make some meaning out of that. And a couple of years ago at our first conference under the new ownership, when we changed ownership to the McGregor Company, I asked the question, I said, so who's going to do something with the data? There's all of this machine data, there's information coming from everywhere, and it's all in different pieces of software, all over the place. And so in order to do something with it, you've either got to write a series of interfaces to dump all of the data in one place. But even if you do that, what's the tool to help you make decisions with that? So the answer to that question, who's going to do something with the data, is we feel like we can help in that regard. So I'm going to read a little excerpt from a press release here that came out 2 weeks ago. AgWorks LLC has acquired HiQ software from Willard AgriServices AgVenture subsidiary in order to fulfill the vision of delivering decision support services to retailers and growers. Willard AgriService has invested over 18 years developing a decision support system that creates real value for both the grower and retailer through their award-winning HiQ product. This product has been utilized on over 5 million acres and is a key tool in helping retailers realize the value of their data and assisting growers in making more profitable decisions. The HiQ decision support system provides the grower with a tool to analyze numerous decisions they have made during the growing season and how these variables affect profit per acre. It also provides a powerful community-based benchmarking tool for a grower to anonymously compare their operation to similar operations in their area. AgWorks will be incorporating the functionality of HiQ into our totally redesigned AgOS software system. So I am really excited about this venture for us. It was part of our original vision. Again, recapping, putting the software together so all of your data is in one place, but then taking action on that information. And HiQ is making our step in making good on that promise to help you evolve your business from just record-keeping software to decision support software. So with that, I want to talk just a little bit about what HiQ brings to the table. This is an example of a planting map, and it's going to be difficult to see the text on a lot of these. This is an example of some of the yield file validation. So the HiQ product is largely based around production information, yield information, and one of the challenges to importing a yield file, as many of you know, is the validity of the data. And so tools are built into the HiQ product to clean that yield data, to validate it, and get it into your system in a meaningful way where the numbers have value to you. Again, this is going to be pretty hard to see, but the idea behind the tool is to help the grower and you as the trusted advisor make decisions on what is the best thing for the grower. And what you're seeing here is a yield report, and two things. It's ranked from the most productive hybrid here to the least, but it also shows the variability in that yield. So it's a pretty powerful tool in being able to look at a piece of information across a community if you choose, and we'll get into that in a moment, but determine two things. What's the highest yielding hybrids we have out there, and how all over the board are they? And it there could be a ton of dependencies. We could do a whole seminar on HiQ, and we'll do that eventually. But you start looking at previous crops, and we'll get into that in a moment. Soil type, and the effects that treatment, fungicides, whatever it is, has on that yield, and you can correlate that information to help make some sense of the decisions that you've made. Here's another example of a yield report that shows the number of acres and the type, the yield production for those acres. Here's a productivity chart. This is for people that are familiar with HiQ, this is a kind of a staple of the product, and really it's a extension of what I was just talking about in uniformity. Big word in the HiQ product. When you think about making decisions, you want hybrids and varieties that really target this high yield and high uniformity box. This particular number is a little bit all over the place, and there's got to be a reason. So the tool lets you dig into that, figure out where it performs, where it doesn't, because something is clearly causing some scattered results there. But generally speaking, it's pretty focused in the highly uniform and high yielding categories. So these are a couple screen captures that start showing the decision support side and the community side. So basically what this says is a comparison community, use selected fields, and then you go into the tool and you draw a geographic boundary around the area that you want to make some comparisons on. So you can jump across the country if you want. You can be very localized. It's up to you on how broad or how narrow your comparison results are. And then you can set these communities up and save them so you don't have to make these selections all the time. But another very interesting piece of information that comes out of it is this report, the field productivity report, that you'll notice some things here. So you've got crops down here. Corn. I'll pick on corn and soybeans here for a moment. But what you'll notice is this is blue. You can't really quite tell that probably from where you're sitting. But so this is had been a rotation. Soybeans, corn, yield spiked, and then he went corn on corn, and look what happened. So that's a piece of information that's valuable. And conversely, you know, same thing here. Corn following soybeans, corn again, look what happened to yield, put soybeans back there, drove up yield again. So just a way for people to visualize and see, and you as agronomists, able to quantify some of those decisions for the grower and help push them forward and help true up some of the decisions that they're about to make or want to make or have made. So that's an interesting piece of information. And then this is another example of looking at some community data, and this is a demo set of community data, so the acres are small. But you can start to see your best performing hybrids and varieties across that community, and it tells you how large of sampling you have of that information. And so, again, you start to see that uniformity and not only the top yield potential, but the uniformity. I mean, some of these numbers are, you know, going from about 110 to 225. That's a big deal. Something's going on there. So is it a timely fungicide application? Is it soil type? You know, what is it? And this thing will clearly help you drive decisions. So I guess with that, just to recap, what we've talked about is the things that we're focused on are simplifying and unifying the software. We're continuing to slug that out every day. There's features that we will be bringing forward all the time. We're in a continual, constant state of improvement. We are absolutely 100% committed to being the software to run your agronomy division. We're going to utilize some newer technology, the cloud in this case, to continue to drive down the inefficiencies of deploying our software, being able to support you. And we're also committed to what we just talked about in the decision support arena, and I want to expand on that just a little bit. It'll come out in really three phases. Initially, HiQ will be a separate product. At some point, that'll go into an interfaced phase where it'll continue to be a product in and of itself, but it'll be interfaced with a lot of the data that it needs to be helpful. A lot of that information is housed in AgWorks already. So we're going to be pushing a lot of information into the HiQ product automatically so that the reports and the information has meaning. And then the third phase is we'll start to peel off those features of that product and just be building them into AgOS as we roll forward. And so that's a recap of some of the things that are going on. I'm really excited about where AgWorks is at right now. I'm really excited about the team. I'm really excited about the opportunity. I can't remember a time there hasn't been. I've been in this business over a decade and in the software business. And the excitement for technology in ag is unparalleled. I think you as customers, our prospects, are looking for companies that get it, companies that are committed, and we plan to and will be that company that provides that solution and many more over the years. So again, I thank you for being here this morning. I appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for years to come.